is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Earlene McMichael. Who doesn't like movies? That's what Disability Network Southwest Michigan is banking on. For 3 months, it's showing critically acclaimed films for free over lunch in Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, and St. Joseph. The movie for March is Keep the Change, a romantic comedy about a couple with autism.
So this is our second year for doing a lunch, learn, and discussion series. March is month two with Keep the Change, and we just wanted a way for people in the community to come and learn about different disabilities in kind of a neutral setting where they didn't have to be afraid. So it's kind of a nice setting. We'll have some lunch and some movies.
That's Miranda Grunwell, the Community Education Coordinator at the Disability Network. She says the hope is movie patrons will leave wanting to make their spaces more inclusive. The extended version of this interview can be found at our website through the WMUK app and WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple iTunes and Google. Who's been coming out to the film series?
So we've had a lot of parents come, people with disabilities that have come, and even some local schools, as well as some of their staff.
The last movie was in February, is that correct?
It was. Yep, we showed the movie Intelligent Lives, which was about three individuals with a developmental disability.
And you selected for your feature in March, the Keep the Change movie. That's really a groundbreaking movie. I see a number of really respected publications have written about this, all the way from the New York Times, Variety, The Hollywood Reporter. The film, I think, officially was released last year. And in 2017, it won a couple of awards at the Tribeca Film Festival. Tell us why this film is significant.
So yeah, I picked this film because it's a movie about two people who fall in love. They have autism, and they picked characters that actually have autism. So in this movie, it's David and Sarah. They have autism, and they're playing people with autism. And that's really important right now in the disability community, that people with disabilities are being picked for the films and not people without disabilities being played in there.
It changes the narrative a little bit about people with disabilities.
It does. It's usually people with disabilities in films, they're played usually as the bad guy or sad or tragic, where this film is really just about two individuals living their life and falling in love, which, you know, a lot of young people want. That's what they dream of, is falling in love. So it's kind of that romantic comedy. They meet each other in a support group for people with autism. And so there's lots of other people with disabilities in this film as well. And so I just like how it portrays how disability is natural. And these are just two individuals doing things in life that we all do.
Also, the action is centered on the individuals with autism, not focusing on their interaction with others, but it stays kind of within their world and highlighting their issues. In the New York Times, they say that it respects these characters by portraying their whole unfiltered selves.
Yes, definitely. And that's one of the things I enjoyed about this film as well, is it shows their struggles as they're starting to know each other, meeting each other's families. I remember doing that as a young person, meeting my husband's family and my future family, and how nerve-wracking it was. And you can see them in that film and how nervous they are. And their autism, I think, plays into that, as we all do. We all have a personality, and it comes out in that film. And so when they're meeting the parents is one of my favorite scenes.
The movie is about an hour and 34 minutes. Do you play the film in total, or do you just play pieces of it?
Nope, we'll play the whole film. So I'll have lunch ready. I'll order lunch for everybody. So you just let me know that you're coming so I can make sure you have lunch. Then we'll watch the film while we're eating. Once the film is done, we'll have just a discussion about what people liked about the movie, maybe what they didn't, ideas of how maybe we can incorporate more of this into our daily life if somebody will get like a takeaway from it. And then I also do want to talk a little bit in our discussion about Hollywood and the current casting roles of people with disabilities and the lack of it.
How long does the discussion usually last?
I tried to keep the whole event to 2 hours because I know people have very busy schedules. So I'll try to end the event right at 1:30. But if people want to keep talking, I'll stick around for as long as they want.
Can you describe the work of the Disability Network?
So Disability Network, we're located downtown Kalamazoo. We are the first stop for people and their families with disabilities in Southwest Michigan. So if you have a disability and you have a question, you come to us.
Since the theme of this film deals with autism, what in particular do you offer for those with autism at the Disability Network?
So people with autism or any disability, we are a cross-disability agency. We have information referral. So if a person has autism or maybe a family member, they can call and ask questions. So maybe they're trying to figure out resources. Maybe you have questions about what life will look like after high school. Maybe it could be employment or post-secondary. And so we have people just start by calling us and asking any questions they have about situations in life. Maybe it's housing. Somebody might be thinking about moving out on their own. And so they could call us and we can help on some housing topics.
In the press release that you all sent to the station, you talk about how the film shows positive examples of how non-disabled people can create inclusive environments. Is there some suggestions that you can leave with us in terms of how to do that?
Yeah, so making sure that your places are accessible, buildings, make sure that they have ramps and no step entrances. If you're going to have handouts available, make sure that you offer them an alternative format, which could just be emailing it to someone. So if they use a screen reader or need to make the print bigger, they can. And on any applications that you have for events, just put a simple statement on the bottom if you have an accommodation request to let us know. And so people can call and say, you know, hey, is there going to be an interpreter? Is the bathroom going to be wide enough for me? And it opens that dialogue so that way people know that this will be a safe environment and an event for them to attend.
In the extended version of this interview, Miranda Grunwell shares what she's doing in her own personal life to make the environment more welcoming when she goes out in public spaces with her friend with autism.
Bright lights. Well, she says that they can give her a headache. I don't know if that's autism related or just her. So if we go somewhere, she always likes it if the lights aren't super bright.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Disability Network will be showing the Keep the Change romantic comedy about a couple with autism 3 times at its various locations. Screenings are in Kalamazoo on March 18th, in Battle Creek on March 26th, and in St. Joseph on March 27th. All showtimes are at 11:30 a.m. April's film deals with mental illness. For more details about the film series and a longer version of this interview, visit WMUK.org. You can subscribe to WMUK's West Southwest podcast through Apple iTunes and Google Music. For WMUK's West Southwest Brief, I'm Earlene McMichael.